It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 22nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is sarcophagus, spelled S-A-R-C-O-P-H-A-G-U-S. Sarcophagus is a noun that means a stone coffin. Broadly, it's a synonym of the word coffin. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram by Jeremy Halleck. Mummification took over 2 months. The body went in a wooden coffin. The coffin went into a sarcophagus decorated with carvings and paintings, which was placed in a tomb. Body-eating coffins might sound like something out of a horror film, but flesh-eating stone? The latter plays a role in the etymology of the word sarcophagus. It's the literal translation of lithos sarcophagos, the Greek phrase that underlies the English term. The phrase traveled through Latin between Greek and English, taking on the form lapis sarcophagus, before being shortened to sarcophagus. It's not clear whether the ancient Romans believed that a certain type of limestone from the region around Troy would dissolve flesh and thus was desirable for making coffins. That assertion came from the Roman scholar Pliny the Elder. But he also reported such phenomena as dog-headed people and elephants who wrote Greek. Regardless, there is no doubt that the ancient Greek word for the limestone combined sarx, meaning flesh, with a derivative of phagine, a verb meaning to eat. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.